Former pencil worker outlines his theory. Atlanta Journal. Thursday, May 29th, 1913. Gustav Haas, of 165 Pulliam Street, who at one time worked at the National Pencil Factory and is familiar with the arrangement of the building, has furnished the journal with his theory of the Fagan murder. He believes the motive was robbery, and it was done by a Negro who laid in wait for some of employees to get their pay. Little Mary Fagan happened to be his victim, and according to Haas, he threw the body down the elevator shaft after a scuffle. Then he strangled the almost lifeless body to death. He had already robbed her of her mesh bag, which he thought contained a lot of money. Haas believes the sweeper and the night watchman both had their part in the crime.